making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
very scrumptious looking sausage.
Thank you.
So
you thank you. Tina lit up. Are you able to stop this and then pick it back up? Because when we did the FM, see right now, Dan, I don't believe you participated in the.
I did.
You sure?
Yeah, positive.
All right. I'm going to take your word for it. I'm not going to make you take a polygraph test or anything. All right, start the music. Well, good afternoon. And
No,
we've
already
done
it. You said you already did it.
You know what that tells me? He didn't do it, and he's trying to make up for it now because he feels guilty.
No, I did. I did do it.
Blah, blah, blah. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. That's what my brother and I used to do to each other. Blah, can't hear you. Can't hear you.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la. Welcome to the June 18th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. I had a wonderful chat this morning with Mark Reardon, and thank you to their most recent client who came as a direct result of this show with a big fat wad of cash to invest.
Hey!
Sir, you will be so glad that you are now in the capable hands of Mark and Jason. We will talk about them and what they do after we do a round of introductions. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to also say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stephen
You
Nichols.
Sound like you got something in your throat.
Froggy.
One more. Just one more. There you go.
If you have retirement right around the corner, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason. They can advise you on what to do with the money in your employer plan. Where's their
you
phone
still
number
got
more?
It?
I still do have
it. You still have it.
Their phone number is more.
For their phone number and more, you can go to MarkandJason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Man. Looking cute as always. Cute.
Thank you.
Not you.
Oh.
Tina Dalpiaz, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hima Jimenez is in charge of security. When you're very famous, as we are, you need security. People always trying to get a piece of you. Let me touch you. No, wait.
Wait.
I'm thinking of John Travolta.
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking of. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
Oh, they are? I don't doubt that.
What?
Oh, Rad Boy says people are always coming up to him wanting a piece of what?
Cheese.
A piece of cheese. Well, it's because that's all you talk about. The finest polka music ever generated out of any musical instruments comes from these guys right here. Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't decide if I like it or really don't like it. Is this texting? I get a couple people who they text.
They only text.
And then they want to text back. So what do you think? And then you text them back, and then they'll text, and it requires another day. Well, by the time we can do all that, I can just call. So usually what I'll do is I'll just go, what? Let's just get this done.
I agree.
Back and forth.
Yeah, we were in the car and we were meeting my son's wife somewhere.
And by the way, to the person who just texted me, I'm not talking about you, but it reminded me of a couple of people that they just love the text.
Right. And we didn't know if we should, you know, meet her where she said, or she was going to go somewhere else. And we're getting right up to the exit and my son's texting. I'm like, why don't you call her? Because we were going to pass up the exit. No, he's texting, waiting for a reply. He's like, ah! Just drives me nuts.
You know what? That guy, that new guy who's on before us, he asks listeners to text him all the time. They're in cars. He's trying to kill people.
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night?
That's not
how do you sleep at night when you pick up the paper, you listen to the news, and you hear about an accident, and it happened during your show? And maybe you caused it by having people text. Not on my conscience. We don't do that. We never during the show say text us.
No.
We don't do that because we love our listeners. We care about them. We don't want them to get killed. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon called me this morning, and he wanted the number for Matheny Heating and Cooling. This is called the Circle of Advertiser Love.
The Brotherhood of Love
among advertisers. And I said, absolutely. Here you go. Gave him the number. He's going to have them come out. This is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Kind of really like love.
It is kind of like love. Well, love, according to Michael Bolton, is a wonderful thing. You know that song? Love is a wonderful thing. I like that song. So Mark, here's what they do. Mark and Jason, they are actually two real people, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and they're financial advisors. Now, I think it's pretty much a given that if you have a lot of money, like Paul McCartney, you need some people to tell you how to protect your money, you know, how to keep it safe, how to
make more off of it.
Yeah, and I think in their case, it's more just protecting what you have. Honest to goodness, I think when you have that kind of money, you just want to make sure that you don't go one day and check the balance and go, hey, what happened to $80 million of this money? So they have a lot of people around them and people that do that. But if you think the only people that need a financial advisor are rich people, you're wrong. $25,000 or more, that's it. If you have that to invest, or you already have it invested, you can work with, sit down with, meet with on a regular basis some of the most respected people in the business. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I'll tell you something that's very odd, but it's true. You know how hard it is to go the 12, 13 years, whatever it's been, with an advertiser like Mark and Jason and not get any negative email? Almost impossible. But that's what happens. I get a lot of positive email. Glad I heard about them on your show. I felt so comfortable with them. They gave me some very good advice. You know, I was a little uneasy about a couple of things my other advisor was doing. And this financial advice business, it's another one of those businesses where it's very easy to take people to the cleaners, load up your own pockets and not do a real good job for your clients. But you don't last long doing that. Their success is literally based on your success. The better you do, the better they do. The better you do, the better they do. And they do real well. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, terrific supporters of the show. You want to keep the show on the air? One of the ways you do it is you patronize our advertisers. So if you have $25,000 or more, a meeting won't cost you anything. Go to this website, markandjason.com. Now, I'm going to tell you a really good celebrity story. This is one of those, wow, what a great guy type stories. And if you know me at all, you know a couple of things about me. I don't like attention. I don't like a big deal being made out of my birthday. I don't want to be on stage. I don't want an award. I don't want to be named something of the year. And I don't talk about hobnobbing or you know, hanging around celebrities, even though I have. Not a lot. But to tell you the story requires that I tell you, and this is the part I hate, but I have to do it, that today at home I get a phone call from John Goodman. And the reason I got the call is if you go back several months, in fact, I think it's almost a year ago, we raised some money, thanks to our very generous listeners, for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And I got this sort of little idea, this brainstorm. I thought, well, how can we generate more money? And I thought, oh, I know, we'll have a golf foursome. It'll be me, John Londoff, John Goodman, and whoever the high bidder is. but I needed to make sure it was okay with John Goodman. So I called him, and he said, absolutely. He said, love to do it. And then he said, but it's going to be spring before I could pull this off. Now, this was last fall. Mm-hmm. Spring came, spring went, sent him a text, talked to him. So this morning, I realize here we are, June 18th, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I hope this happens, or we don't get stiffed, or because, you know, sometimes celebrity. So I sent him a text this morning, and essentially I just said, John, it's middle of the year. We're already middle of June. Is this golf thing going to happen? And if it's not, I understand. You're busy, but I need to do something. Something has to be done about a guy who has donated $4,000. To play golf with you and me and John Landau. He calls me this morning, and he not only could he not have been nicer, he said, I really feel bad about this. He said, he's got a bad shoulder, and he said, I cannot swing a golf club, and I don't know if ever I'll be able to swing one again. So he is sending a check for the $4,000 that the guy donated. John's going to give it to him so they can give his back his $4,000. And then he said on the phone, and I'll probably throw something extra in there too. How about that? Didn't hesitate. Said, it's the least I can do. I'm really sorry this didn't happen. Everybody wins. St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer gets their money. The donor who thought he was going to get to play golf gets his money back. And they'll probably get a little more to boot. So, John Goodman, good for you. I know that in the old days, there were some stories about you drinking a little too much and sometimes maybe not being a great guy. I think that's out the window, and I think he just couldn't have been more gracious about it. So, there's a good celebrity story for you. There's a Ford commercial on television, and maybe you've seen it, where Carl Edwards, the NASCAR driver, drives a Ford around the track with a young woman in the car. I don't know who she is. I guess she's a Ford owner or something. And sometimes, as you probably know by now, things on TV and radio just drive me nuts. They're really? So stupid.
I've never noticed.
And so Carl Edwards takes this Ford around the track. This is not a commentary on Ford. Ford's a fine car. Sorry, Johnny. But in the commercial, before he gets in the car, Carl Edwards looks at the camera and goes, I can't believe they're letting me drive this. Really? You can't believe they're paying you to drive it. What does that mean? I can't believe they're letting me drive this car. What a stupid line to put in a commercial. That's all. I feel better. Now, here's another thing. Channel 4, the weather guy, Saturday night. We had some storms move through Saturday night. We got them. Did you get any of that rain?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
So the guy on Channel 4 says, as he's standing in front of the map, that's not really a map, it's a green screen, but you all know that. And he says, so you folks who are downtown, if you're in a restaurant having dinner, just sit tight and let the storm move through. And I thought, who in a restaurant downtown is watching the weather on television? If you're sitting in a restaurant, just sit tight.
And even if there is a TV behind the bar or something, the volume's not
up. And it's
up.
On a sports event.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
be on the
sports.
Local way. If you're sitting in a restaurant, just sit tight. Steve, nobody heard you who was sitting in a restaurant. Paul McCartney is 70 today.
Wow.
Can you feel any older?
Holy cow.
How does that make you feel? Pretty cotton picking old.
Yes.
70 years old today.
It's almost as old as my dad.
It's hard to believe. Have you seen his documentary on slaughtering animals called Glass Walls?
No, I've heard about it, though. I've heard it's pretty
it's
intense.
Brutal. No, it's brutal. And I watched it. Sometimes I get on this YouTube thing,
right?
And I can't stop it, so I get caught up on stuff I've never seen. It's called If Slaughterhouses Had Glass Walls, Everyone Would Be Vegetarian. And it's very brutal, and it's not fun to watch. It's not pretty. But after I watched it, I wanted a steak.
Cheeseburger?
Yeah, cheeseburger. Because here's the truth. I don't agree with the way they, you know, slaughter a lot of animals.
Oh, nobody should.
Nobody should.
Would agree with that.
It's not going to keep me from having a good steak or chicken. I didn't like a lot of what I saw, but it was funny because I went down and read the comments. You know, people post a comment, and 90% of the comments were in favor of eating meat after they had watched this brutal, horrible thing. Because think about this, folks. Before slaughterhouses, there were regular people who hunted. They lived in, everybody was kind of rural. There were no city, and people hunted. Now, do you think when they went out to hunt or trap, that was a pretty sight?
Throwing a spear at them,
and
or
then
something?
And then the thing runs for about a half mile with the spear stuck through it and struggles until it dies. It's nature. I really do believe that the reason there are chickens and there are fish, the chickens are here for two reasons: eggs and to eat them. And cows are here for milk and to eat them, and leather. And I'll bet you Paul McCartney has leather shoes.
Don't tell me that he doesn't have any leather. He's pretty hardcore about it. I would guarantee you that he tries.
So you can take anything and look at the worst of it, but to go to the other extreme and go, nobody should ever eat an egg, and nobody should eat a steak, and nobody should...
How does an egg hurt anything?
Well, an egg, they produce chickens, mass production of hens just for the eggs. And the conditions they're in
are cramped
quarters. They're piled in on top of each other.
They're in a cage that's just a little bigger than the size they are.
And it is pretty bad. I don't think it should be done that
way. Well, some don't eat fish either.
Well, Paul McCartney says don't eat fish. Okay. They have feelings and they hurt and they feel pain and all that stuff. And he shows them netting in a bunch of fish and they're flopping on the boat, gasping for air. Again, let's go back to Jesus when he fed fish and the loaves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he put a little mask over the fish and put it to sleep and euthanized it? No. No, I'm sure he had one of the fishermen catch it. And they cut its head off, and then they filleted or whatever, and they ate it. So I don't know that there's ever a humane way to do it, but they're also fish.
Well, look at how a lion or a tiger attacks an antelope.
Good one. I mean, watch National Geographic. Watch a tiger run down a hyena and rip it to pieces while it's alive.
Yeah.
Nature. Okay. This is this guy. You talk about having some big ones. Here's a guy in Austria. Gets married. At his own wedding reception, his new father-in-law, his new bride's husband, catches him having sex with a waitress in the kitchen.
Whoops!
At his wedding reception.
I don't understand that.
Wow.
Why would you
I do
get
alcohol.
Oh, I know, but why? I don't know.
He's drunk and he's stressed out.
And she's hot and she comes on.
And the waitress is hotter than his wife and she hits on him.
But why even get married then if you even have that inside you to do that? Well, she had it inside her maybe, but
I see what you did there.
But you know what I'm saying? If you're able to be tempted with that, why even bother getting married?
Right.
She went to the courthouse the next day to get a divorce, but get this, under Austrian law, you have to wait 6 months to get a divorce.
Wow.
So she had to stay married, at least. I'm sure they didn't live together, but she had to be legally married to this guy for 6 months after he did it with a waitress at their reception. He almost deserves some kind of an award.
Yeah.
I am serious.
That's
pretty stupid and gutsy. I believe about every country has fill in the country name, got talent. America's got talent. Spain's got talent. France has got talent. Britain's got talent. There is a Thailand's got talent. And one of the contestants on Thailand's Got Talent came out on stage, 23 years old, barefoot, in jeans, and a baggy men's button-down shirt, introduced herself to the judges and the audience as an independent artist from northern Thailand. Then she turned to a large canvas and painted a yellow outline of a person. Then she took off her shirt, unbuttoned her bra, and doused herself with paint and proceeded to paint with her breasts.
Nice.
And then she turned to the audience, smiling, and her entire breast area was covered in paint. Now, here's my question. And, this is in an uproar. This is horrible. What's the difference between sheer thin material and paint? If you're Nothing. Covered with paint, in fact, the paint probably covered more than some of the sheer see-through J-Lo sure. stuff tonight.
Well, in Sports Illustrated and
they
other
They paint swimsuits.
Right.
Yeah.
The clothes are painted on. They are not really clothes.
I think this would be a good idea. Tomorrow, when you come in, come in topless and have one half of you covered in sheer cloth and the other with paint and see if we can
and
tell
you'll
the difference.
Decide?
Yeah.
And we'll decide
okay.
which is more
Great
acceptable.
Idea.
She's such a participant, a willing participant. We have new research, and we've all seen and heard this before, but now we have another report that's come out talking about how filthy things in hotel rooms are. Now, I'm going to give you the gross information, and I'm going to give you my take on this. It says, now you do know the answer to this, the one thing in the room that they say is the filthiest.
Yes.
What?
Feces.
No.
The remote
of course,
control.
Feces.
Oh, the remote control.
The remote control. Yes. More than anything else, the remote, because they say people, there's feces, fecal matter, doo-doo on the remote control.
That's the first thing we
now,
do
my
in
first
hotel
question
room.
Is,
we,
but my first
off?
Question, yeah. How does that end up having the most doo-doo on it? Who, you don't wipe your butt with a remote control, and who has poop on your hand when you pick up the remote?
If you go to the bathroom and don't wash your hands.
Some
and
people
go,
aren't, yeah some people TV. Aren't the best hygienic.
Here's the deal. It says the villain could be the maid because they kind of fly through this cleaning process and they don't really thorough cleaning job. Right. Gloves or no gloves, it doesn't matter. It says the average housekeeper will clean 16 rooms in an 8-hour shift, 30 minutes a room, which seems to me like enough, 30 minutes to clean a hotel room, but they... They cut corners and they take shortcuts and they don't exactly always. Where I'm headed with this is this: look, you can drive yourself crazy with this stuff if you want to. I'm not. What are you going to do? Not pick up the remote for the TV? I mean,
this
look, I've been in.
Get some soap in one of the hand towels in the bathroom and wipe it down.
No,
that's what
after
I do.
You use it, wash your hands. I don't need to sanitize it. But I think you can kind of go crazy with this stuff. Let it, start to work on your head and drive you nuts. we have to do this real quickly because this is such a terrific story. This couple, I'm trying to see where they lived. Their names are Frank and Wilma. He's diagnosed.
Bedrock?
No, that would be Fred and Wilma. He's diagnosed with cancer, and. He has a bucket list. 69 years old, by the way. He's 69.
Shut up! Shut that up!
She's 65. They don't want their last name published because they're so embarrassed. He was told in May of 2010 that he had a few months to live. So he literally, they sell their house at a significant loss. They liquidate everything. They make a bucket list. And they hit the road and the seas and the air. And he gave away $30,000 worth of tools and fishing gear, a bike, household items, because he just figured, I'm not going to need them. I'm going to be dead. They sold their house. He starts smoking again because he only has a few months to live. And drinking coffee. They had quit after his first cancer diagnosis. So they said, well, let's just start smoking again. What the heck? They go to Fiji. Then they find out it was a misdiagnosis. The guy doesn't have cancer, and now they have nothing, and they're in debt.
Oh!
And she even says, we both talked about it and thought, well, we're going to go through everything, and then when he dies, the insurance money will sort of reimburse.
Help her out for
yeah,
the rest
I can
of
live
off. Life.
Well, now there's no insurance because he's not dying.
Wah, wah.
And yeah.
Wah, wah.
Oh, man. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is the story of three women, and one is engaged. You have to follow me on this. One's engaged, one is a mistress, and one is married. And they're talking, they're friends. They're talking about their relationships with their men. And they decide together to do something to amaze their, in the mistress's case, boyfriend, in the engaged girl's case, fiance, and in the married woman's case, her husband. So they all agree that the wildest, craziest thing they could do would be buy some leather bodices and some S&M stuff and stiletto heels and mask, leather mask, and then just shock their, you know, boyfriend, spouse, whatever, in the bedroom. So they meet after the weekend is over on Monday for lunch, and the engaged girl says, whew, she says, let me tell you something. The other night when my boyfriend came home, I was in a leather bodice, 4-inch black stilettos, a black leather mask, and he looked at me and he said, you are the woman of my fantasies. And then we went at it all night long.
Oh.
The mistress said, well, I will tell you, it was a night like I've never had before. We decided to meet at my friend's office. This is the mistress now. So her friend, who's married, she meets him at his office when everyone else has left and he's about to leave work. And she said, I was wearing the leather bodice, the mega stilettos, black mask, and a black raincoat. And when I opened up that raincoat, he never said a word. We just had wild sex for 5 hours. The married woman, they both look at her and said, "What? How was your weekend?" She said, well, I sent the kids to my mother's for the night, and I got ready. Leather bodice, black stilettos, black mask. My husband walks in, grabs the TV remote, gets a beer, and says, what's for dinner, Batman?
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How are things shaping up, Tim?
Well, we've got a new accident. Now it's on southbound 141 at Highway 44 that has two right lanes blocked, and you're backed up almost to Big Bend. That was just normal traffic in most areas. Westbound 70, that was slowing from Zumbel through 370, and then it becomes stop and go through Highway K. Westbound 40, it was slow from Boyle through McCausland, from Spady out through Mason, and now we're looking from Clarkson out to the Blue Ridge. A couple of slow pockets there. Southbound 270, still slow south of Olive, or right at Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And eastbound 270, that did get a lot worse, though. It's stop and go now from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Centrum, with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science. So you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
You know, it's a tough job, but I'm happy to have it every morning between 10 and noon on the morning quickie, especially in this year, 2012, the most important election in all of our lifetimes. We tell you whatever is happening politically. We've got big guests in that area. And I also cover all the foolishness that I can find. You need to listen.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.
My wife and I were carefully balancing our budget just getting by when, wham, the washing machine died. Then, wham, again, the freezer had a meltdown.
It's hard enough paying for a home these days, and for many families, it only takes one broken appliance to break the bank. Just to repair a refrigerator, hundreds of dollars. Hundreds for plumbing. Replace an air conditioner? That can cost thousands. No wonder more and more American households are taking advantage of American Home Shield's Home Protection Plan. We help protect you and your wallet against unexpected appliance repairs, including your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and much more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-3303. Claims are subject to a service fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Let's face it, appliances around our homes do break down. So protect yourself and your wallet with our Home Protection Plan. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-500-3303. That's 1-800-500-3303.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beer drinkers, baseball fans.
Chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs.
Fishermen, sports fanatics.
Coffee lovers, spa lovers, health nuts, gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last-minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Last year, our neighbor's wife died, and she didn't have life insurance. So now, he's struggling to raise two young kids on one salary. He's got to pay for daycare, plus somebody to help cook and clean. He's gone through most of their savings, and now he might even have to sell the house. I don't ever want my husband to go through that. So I got life insurance, too.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're a woman who's 40 and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $15 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-300-3681.
I'm glad we both got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-300-3681. 1-800-300-3681.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Problem. It's damp and uncomfortably humid in your house. And do I see mold? Not healthy. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable dehumidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
If comfort is your plan, call 618-BELLOWMAN. That's 618-235-6626. Or visit BELLOWMAN.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Guess who's now offering off-site catering? Gerbic Restaurant. Amaze your guests with the best Euro cuisine at affordable prices. For more information, call Gerbic Restaurant at 314-772-3100.
A Garmin Nuvi not only shows you the way, it shows the speed limit and registers your driving speed. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation.
Tiny bubble in the wine.
We're going to Southern California. And that's where Mike Evans is. Until later this week, when I hear he may be headed for St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah. Oh. Get a little more on that story later. First thing we're going to do is get the Hollywood scoopage, as he calls it, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Let's clear up any sort of murky waters there might be about whether or not Thompson Price is another name or affiliated with another company. No. Thompson Price. If the word Price is not in the company, you're in the wrong place. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Start here, thompsonprice.com. You'll be glad you did. And here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Did you watch that golf yesterday?
I did.
Did you feel bad for Jim Furyk?
I did. But one duck hook that he hit on 16 cost him the round.
And you know what? And it caused him then to choke and hit a couple other shots that I don't think he would have hit had he not had that in his head.
Yeah. One duck hook. It's the game, though.
That's the game.
It's the game. Pop quiz question. Madonna?
No.
No. Is currently on a worldwide concert tour and getting sort of disappointing reviews. How many people does Madonna have in her traveling entourage? 100? 150? Or 200 people? Answer in just a minute. All three of those numbers are ridiculous.
And by the way, if you want to have sort of a comeback and get people's attention, show both breasts.
Yeah.
I don't know, the first one wasn't that great.
No, yeah.
That's why you need the other one to kind of back it up.
Love Nuggets, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Victoria's Secret's Aaron Heatherton are very, very serious. I'll just leave it at that. I can say no more.
And you know, the funny thing is, I don't know who that is, but if you say Victoria's Secret model, you just assume hotter than hot.
There you go.
I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Yes, they are, Laura.
They are very serious. When Bobby Brown decided to get married last weekend in Hawaii, he asked his daughter, Bobby Christina, the daughter he had with Whitney Houston, to walk him down the aisle to be a big part of the wedding.
Oh.
Not only did Christina not walk him down the aisle, she sent word to her father, don't call me anymore.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Whoa.
Happy Father's Day. Spotted playing miniature golf on Father's Day. This is so beautiful. In Las Vegas, playing actually at the same miniature golf, car racing, batting cage compound, Gene Simmons and his children.
Wow.
And Mike Tyson and his younger children.
Oh.
That is so beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Gene Simmons, by the way, owns this huge complex in Vegas where they have everything. It's a water park, miniature golf, the whole deal.
Is it a present? No, we're not spelling it. We're not spelling it.
Hey,
does Simmons have this for his personal use, or is it an attraction?
It's an attraction.
Okay.
Yeah. Old Bennett. Lindsay Lohan. Managed to return to the set of Liz and Dick Friday night after 911 paramedics were called to Lindsay's Ritz-Carlton suite earlier in the day. Lindsay was treated for exhaustion.
Oh, I love that.
She had worked some extra hours the day before because 2 days earlier, Lindsay got into an automobile accident, which she caused. And, of course, we told you Lindsay had signed in a contract and agreeing not to drive during the shooting of this movie just so there wouldn't be a problem like this.
Yeah.
And here you go. So I talked to this buddy of mine. He works construction here in Palm Springs on top of buildings in 110-degree heat. He says he had trouble relating with Lindsay being exhausted.
Well, I've said this many times before, only in Hollywood. I've never heard of a school teacher having to go home or the hospital exhaustion. Never heard of a cop. Oh, he's exhausted. Yet the movie stars get exhausted.
Yeah. Including my daughter, Natalie. How about mothers that have a couple of children, 6 years, 7 years and younger, taking care of the kids full time?
Yeah, and they go shopping and they're holding kids and groceries and then trying to open the car door. They never are exhausted.
Yeah.
But Lindsay is.
Well, the joke about Hollywood and stars being, saying that they're suffering exhaustion, it usually means that they did too much cocaine the night before and didn't get any sleep.
Yeah.
So they're
sure,
exhausted
true.
By then. Which you can certainly understand that.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, that goofy dude, the tightrope, the Niagara Falls, Friday night on ABC.
Melinda.
huge ratings hit, over 10 million viewers. I didn't get it. I mean, I turned in and watched. Once I realized the guy was wearing a, you know, a safety halter.
Thank you. That's exactly why that's why I didn't watch it.
He's going to pull 2 feet?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like a guy throwing knives at somebody using Smurf knives.
Yeah, here's what you're going to see. Smurf. You're either going to see a guy taking one step after the other and going across, or a guy fall and swing from a cable. That's it. Those are your choices,
yeah,
and
I don't
want to see either one.
It was huge ratings. Yeah. Huge ratings. Rock of Ages, worst opening of any Tom Cruise movie.
Whoa! Wow.
That's My Boy, worst opening for any Adam Sandler movie.
Man, it's getting horrible reviews.
Yeah, I gave it 0 stars Friday.
What did you think about The Rock of Ages?
For what it was, campy, you know, I gave it 2.5 stars. It was all right, but I mean, it wasn't a great movie. Programming note, I'm headed to Missouri this week, huh?
Yeah, we've been there.
I hope it's nice and sort of a cool, crisp. It's,
you know what? Yes, and that's exactly what we have today. Man. Crisp, yep. Almost like a little bit of a chill in the air.
Oh, that's
sweater
beautiful.
Weather.
Yep.
You're going to love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it.
You are sweater.
Yeah. I meant sweating weather.
And finally,
I hate this part. Sad.
You hate it. What do you think I do? Madonna is currently on a worldwide concert tour. How many people does Madonna have traveling in her entourage? One hun, fifty, or 200?
Tina.
Now I'll go with 2.
200. 100.
I'm gonna go in the middle, 150.
200.
Wow.
Also, Madonna travels with a freight car with her own furniture from her television couch, her dining room table, just because she should have maybe done is pack some good songs with her.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Good of a show. I'm Mike Evans from Hollywood. See ya.
Her own dining room table and the chair that she likes to sit in and watch TV.
She wants her hotel room to look
ridiculous.
Like her home.
My goodness. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. When the Danielle Hotel in Clayton, and I know we're running a little late, we won't get our theme in, that's okay. The Danielle Hotel, years ago I met the manager there, and when a lot of the big celebrities would come stay at the Fox, they'd stay at the Danielle. And I remember when she said Sammy Davis Jr. came to town, he had two things put in his room. One, not a real unusual request, he wanted a grand piano. Because Sammy Davis Jr. was an entertainer, and he wanted a full commercial kitchen set up in his room.
Oh,
they had to bring in
commercial
kitchen equipment because he cooked. He was a cook. He liked to cook. So he brought a chef that traveled with him. So he and the chef would prepare meals, meals in the room. I'll never forget that.
That's right, babe.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember asking Sammy about it. I said, Sammy, is that true? And he said,
that's right, babe.
Yeah, good interview. All right, good interview leads me to good feet. Because the word good reminded me of good feet. And when you watch the TV commercials, unlike a lot of TV commercials where the people are actors and they don't even, especially the ones I love, where they wear like the shirt of the company, but they're not employed by the company at all. They're actors. They've never set foot in the business. When you see these people who are telling you they went into, walked into Goodfeet store and they walked out pain-free, those are real people. And you can tell they're real people. It really is, I think, very obvious when you watch a TV commercial when somebody's a professional actor and somebody's a real person. The real person is not as smooth, as slick. They may not look really beautiful, but they're real people with pain. Or they had pain till they went into the Goodfeet store. They go in the Goodfeet store just like you can go, and that pain in your foot, or maybe your neck or your head or your back or your knee or your hip could be coming from your foot, hopefully will be gone by the time you walk out of there. And that's what happens for thousands of people. I will never sit here and say that everybody who goes in a Goodfeet store walks out pain-free. That's ridiculous. Sometimes people go in there with problems that are far too severe and serious to be eliminated with an insert. Sometimes it just you're looking at surgery or therapy. But it's amazing how many times people think they're headed that way, and the solution is with one stop to the Goodfeet store. There are three in the St. Louis area. On Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, or you can go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Good news. They've cleared that accident southbound 141 at Highway 44. All lanes are now open, but you are jammed back to Big Bend. Pretty long pile up there. We also have on Olive/Clarkson, long lines from Ladue all the way out through Kerr's Mill. And that's because Kerr's Mill at Wild Horse Creek, they're doing work there. So a lot of people taking detours. So that's causing big jam ups there. Southbound 270 getting better. It's just slow now for 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown looks like we're pretty well thinned out on eastbound 40. Westbound 70 still slowing from between Zumbel, Cave Springs, out through T.R. Hughes. Really opens up after Highway K. It looks like we do have an accident here on eastbound 70 just after St. Louis Avenue, and that's on the right shoulder. The traffic is backed up to Salisbury. And this traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Centrum, with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
Just got an email from the United States Radio Monitoring Bureau. I didn't even know there was such a thing. Traveling through town, listen to radio all around the country. This may be the best radio show we've ever heard.
Wow, that's big.
Woo-hoo.
John Shapiro, president of the radio. Well, we'll try to do it again tomorrow. Why don't you join us? We'll be here. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Brad.